when you've been around, how difficult is this getting for you personally?
It's definitely frustrating, you know, but what can I do? Really, just go out there and do my job. That's all I can do, and I try to get everybody around me to, you know, do their job as well. But, you know, when you go out there and play the way we play today, you're not going to win any games. So, anyway, what else can you do?
Normally, when there's a coaching change in this league, players sort of rally around the new coach and they play with more emotion. Didn't see that today.
Well, it was definitely there. I mean, guys were definitely trying to get this win for him, but forget all the emotion. I mean, you still got to execute, and we definitely didn't do that today. You can't turn the ball over. You can't give up big runs late in the game when you're trying to get back into it. I mean, there's a lot of things that I can name that we didn't do well today, and that's why we didn't win. Forget rallying around the coach. I mean, forget that. We got to execute.
What kind of reaction here in the locker room after a game like this? What do you get from your fellow teammates?
Well, everybody's frustrated. Hopefully guys just keep fighting. That's all I can ask them to do.
3 games to go. Is it time to play the kid? Because that's all we keep hearing, play the kid.
Oh, that's not my decision to make, you know. You know, I just hope at some point I can play with him. You know, and we'll see how that goes.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jim, did you think it was a turning point that fake field goal when all they were getting was field goals and they get in the touchdown off special teams?
That definitely hurts because you defense has been playing well all day, and then when they jump up and run a fake field goal and get 7 points, it's like, man, you know, it kind of sucks the life out of you. But I mean, regardless of what happens, you still got to strap it up the next play and keep moving.
Did you think Skelton ever really got his feet under him, or did you see him struggling the whole game?
I mean, he struggled early. He made some throws here and there, but you know, I got to give him credit. I mean, they ran the ball effectively, and, you know, he made the throws when he had to. He didn't make mistakes, so yeah, I got to give him credit for that.
James, how do you press the reset button as a team?
You just go back to work. It's not like we're going to the playoffs or anything, so we just got to keep fighting for our jobs. That's all you can do.
A report today saying John Elway's at least getting close to joining the organization in a formal capacity. Thoughts on that?
Well, obviously he didn't have a track record of being involved, but for what he means to Denver, great move. You know, yeah, I think, you know, his presence, you know, definitely, you know, rub off on a lot of people. And I hope, you know, it definitely this program definitely benefits from that, because, you know, I've looked up to him since I've been here. He's the man. He's always going to be the man. So, you know, I hope he can do some good things for us.
When he spoke to the team last month, how did guys respond to that?
Well, we blew Kansas City up. I think that's who we were playing that week, right? Yeah, so, I mean, he's effective. His voice, his presence, I mean, that's all you need, somebody to be positively effective in this locker room. And if you can find anybody like that, John Elway might be the guy.
You talked about this game a long time. Is this the toughest season you've had to endure?
Yeah, because it's happening now. You know, it's what happens now affects me the most. And you know, I've been through some tough ones, but yeah, this is by far the worst one I've been through up to this point.
You talked about Skelton struggling. The Cardinals were struggling to get going at first. How bad did the turnovers hurt you, kind of giving them short field?
It sucks, but, you know, one thing about being a good defense, you can't get caught up in what's going on the offensive side. And, you know, we know how it affects us, but at the same time, we still got to go out there and play. Hold them to field goals if they're in range and, you know, come out of there with a win.